Hi there. The word for you today is get over it. In Proverbs 17 verse 9, reading from the Amplified Bible, Solomon said, "He who forgives an offense seeks love, but he who harps on a matter separates friends." Countless friendships are destroyed because one person gets offended by something the other one said or did. But a mark of spiritual growth is how quickly you get over your slights and insults. The more mature you are, the less time it takes to do what the Bible says, forgive an offense and move on. One Christian author writes, and I quote, "Okay, your friend ditches you and your feelings are hurt, or they're too busy to return your phone call or email, or you're out to dinner with another couple and the other guy insults your husband in an attempt to be funny." Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, offenses will come. People are just people. If you've been offended by a friend or slighted, get over it. Hit the delete button. Don't let bitterness even think about putting down roots in your heart. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, the New Living Translation, "Love is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged, never gives up, and endures through every circumstance." It seems impossible, and without God's love it is. So yield to His love. Overlook offenses and walk in love, because next week or next month, you may be the one needing unconditional love. When it comes to being perfect, we've all blown it. If you want your friends to overlook your offenses, then be quick to overlook theirs. Here's a prayer that perhaps you should pray today. Father, thank you for the relationships you've blessed me with. I make a decision today to release anyone who has ever hurt or offended me in the slightest, to overlook it, forget about it, and move on. I won't keep a record of the wrongs, but instead I'll offer mercy and unconditional love, just as I've received it from you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a prayer you should pray today, because that's the word for you today.